devotees of Slovenia, and some have come from Croatia as well, or will come. So to see them, to talk with them, to try if I could serve you all a little bit. And the second reason for coming here is actually a desire to present something that has been developing within me over, I think, the last 20 years or so. I had collected over the last 2 decades a lot of material from the scripture, but also from the wisdom of, or let us say, the insights of psychology. I want to talk about the substantial change of the heart. I called the seminars The Art of Real Transformation, and I will give the seminar based on my notes. I intend to talk every evening about it, but also talk about it every morning from the perspective of the Bhagavatam. So it will be, I do not really recall how many lectures, maybe 6 lectures. I have material for a lifetime. Before I start, I would like to do 2 things. I would like to say just why I'm so excited about this particular seminar and subject, and then I would like to offer my obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. I really hope that I will be able to present something both for the older devotees amongst you, something for the younger devotees, something for the idealists amongst you, and something for the realists who have thought about the subject matter of their own advancement for a long time and have come to either conclusions, or they are in the process of finding answers to their questions. So yes, let us see. I want to do something special. I was really thinking, I told the devotees when I arrived, I have gone now with an airplane for thousands of kilometers, I think. I've burned a lot of fuel. I have also spent Lakshmi on 2 tickets, on Gokrishna's and my ticket. And I really want that this is worthwhile, that it's not just something where everyone asks, oh, why, what different, was there something, what have you really given us, Satchinanda Swami? No, I want that you go out and say, wow, now I'm so inspired to look at the same subjects. You know, that I'm an eternal soul, and that I wish to make my connection with Krishna, but with a slightly new perspective and new ideas how I can make advancement. So this is my desire, really. Let us maybe sing Jai Radha Madhava. We should keep the frame. Mm-hmm. I like to always say to my audience, now we will sing a song you have never sung before. Namo. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Shesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasani Jayaradha Madhava Kunya Vihari Mahabha Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Mraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Mraja Jana Ranjana Tira Vanachari Tira Vanachari Sira Vanachani. Jayadatamadhava Kunya Vihaji Dhamadhava Kunya Vihadi Dhamadhava Kunya Vihadi Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. Gaura Prema Nandi Hari 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 Bo Before addressing all of you, please allow me to offer my obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and to Lord Krishna. You may join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Sakarine Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deen Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. About 15 years ago, I was invited to a secret meeting in the Goshala of the Bhaktivedanta Mena. Under us, we heard the sound of the cows, and we were a room, and we had a meeting with the leaders of the British Yatra. There were two temple presidents there. There was a very well-known, and there were, let me make it a little dramatic, there were a few preachers there, and so on. And after that meeting, where we became aware of certain things, a lot of things changed in the life of those who participated in the meeting. The question which we had in the meeting is, what do people of our time need to become Krishna conscious? We were not so satisfied by the results of our movement, because this movement is meant to address the modern man and give solutions and really create something in a revolution, like a revolution in the civilization. You know, it's for masses of people. Maybe not all the aspects, not all, there is some very high knowledge there, but basic understanding. So after this meeting, which took longer than we had scheduled, things happened. One of the leaders who was there started to make a foundation which now takes care of 7 Krishna conscious schools. In each school are a minimum of 1,500 people. In these schools, the children come together and chant. The school is called the Avanti school system. No? In one of the persons who was in that meeting became a person which you could call an influencer. No? He coaches people like Will Smith. He's a Hollywood person. But also here in the in the areas in the southern, South Europe areas, you all know Novak Djokovic, no? The tennis player. He's the coach of Novak Djokovic. And when he gives, you know, he gives lectures, and on internet, he has, I think, 80 million people who watch him. It's huge, you know. Another leader that was also interesting, was so absolutely inspired that he finished the term of his temple presidentship, You know, he was the vice president. And afterwards he thought, I need to do a little homework. I need to understand the human mind in order to really see how I can present Krishna consciousness in a relevant and a doable way. He became a psychologist, something which some of us may not appreciate, but I'm just giving you a truthful picture of what happened there. It was a life-changing meeting for many of us. I became very inspired, for instance, for some of my writings afterwards, and also to give these seminars and upgrade the seminars. And they were, you know, it was a life-changing movement. And something which totally, let us say, made us think was when one of these devotees who had studied this gave a startling point. He said something that when people approach spiritual movements, they do not look for a new religion. I thought, what a contradictory of terms. But continue to listen, please. It will intrigue you. There is a movement now, a big movement. It's called the SBNR movement, which is going through the big levels of society. It means spiritual but not religious. SBNR. There is a sense that religion means for people to be part of a group, to believe in a certain dogma, means philosophy, which is not yet realized. There's a sense that to be religious means to be attached to rituals, and it is often sectarian, where one group of a religion, let us say that, I don't want to give names, but there are big, big religions in the world who sometimes aggressively bomb the Western civilization because they think we are the only true path. No? In regards to spirituality, and you will soon see that Krishna consciousness fits really into this, there is a sense that spirituality is about developing of the self, making true advancement, realizing wisdom, not just talking about things, but as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he writes, he has written, it means you can test this Krishna consciousness by the change of character. No, there's a change of character. It's, in other words, transformational, and there is the sense that spirituality is not sectarian, but it addresses universal principles. Like I'm reminded of what Prabhupada said in a lecture in Ratha Yatra. He said, this is the movement of the living entity. Wow, you couldn't be more universal, really, and so on. Spirituality, in short words, is about transformation or inner change, whereas religion is just about a belief system. I heard this story from Keshava Maharaj about a religious man. One religious man came to the priest and said, I must confess my sins to you. And after he had finished, I don't want to tell you what he said, you know, I also don't know. He paid £10 and then he was forgiven. Next week he came again, he confessed his weekly share of sins, and he gave at the end again £10, and he was forgiven. Now the week after that, he came and he said to the priest, I give you £20. And the priest said, it's only £10. Why do you want to give me £20? Well, the man said, 10 is for this week, but next week I'm going on holidays. I can't come. So for that, I'm already paying in advance, you know, that the sins are forgiven. It was clear. This man had no idea about changing his ways or transforming his life, becoming purified in his heart, and he just was satisfied to be in a religion, a member of a religion. Krishna consciousness is different. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote in his book, which he sent to the West, he asked the question, what is the proof that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God? I'm asking you, what would you say? Do some of you believe that he is God? Or no, is this all right to ask questions? Proof, yes. Yeah.
That Prabhupada was asked by one lady that can you recommend a Bhagavad Gita to me? And Prabhupada said, actually I can't recommend any Bhagavad Gita to you. Because in this, all the Bhagavad Gitas in the West, around 700 of them, they've given their own, the writers have given their own interpretation.
Yes.
So Prabhupada said that actually, according to the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And according to Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Sankaracharya, that they also accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And also in the Vedas, the Shastras, such as Brahma Samhita and the Bhagavad Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, they accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then Prabhupada goes on that if you want to take a medicine, and you have to take it according to the doctor who prescribes it to you. You can't take it on your own.
Yeah.
So at least theoretically, Prabhupada said, if you want to get any benefit from the Bhagavad Gita, at least theoretically you have to accept that Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mm-hmm.
And with that submissive spirit, if you read the Bhagavad Gita, you can actually get benefit from it.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Thank you very much. So the question we deal with at the moment is, what is the proof that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God? This is I believe Maharaj has answered by saying, well, we have to accept the authorities which talk about this, like Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya, and so on, and the authorized statement in the Shastak. Mm-hmm. Any other? Here's an idea. What is the proof of?
I was to mention that if we accept the Bhagavad Gita in its submissive spirit, then Krishna might reveal to us gradually.
Aha, so proof is a revelation.
That comes from accepting.
Yeah.
At least in a submissive spirit.
Thank you very much. Others have. What is the proof that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he's of course Krishna, that he's God. Proof.
When he was chanting Krishna's holy name, everyone who came in touch with him, their hearts just changed. Everyone started to cry and sing and laugh.
When Mahaprabhu chanted, everyone who came in contact with him had a profound change of heart. Mm-hmm. So much so that they cried and showed other symptoms of ecstasy. Mm-hmm. I guess when I go longer, then Maybe we go one last person. Yes, please, your good name. He simplified the process for this Kali Yuga. Well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur raises this question. Listen to his answer. Usually the answer which is given, at least in an Indic context, is, well, he performs miracles. And we also have this, we hear sometimes, Prabhupada has sometimes used this argument, Krishna showed the universal form. That's showed, no one else can do this. If you are God, he said, then please show your universal form or lift the Govardhan hill. No, so it's a miracle. This is definitely a good argument. Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes this argument, and it goes in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Lives and Precepts. Miracles alone never represent God. There are many who can do miracles. It is the unlimited prema or love and its overwhelming influence that can be seen in none other than God himself. It's a little bit like, yes, the Lord came and anyone who came in contact with him, we hear even about washermen, simple people who just stayed at the Ganga and were maybe fishing there. And they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the other side, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes it. And they totally became overwhelmed with love of Krishna and yes, they came to him. This, my dear devotees, is also for you important. If you approach the Lord and you want to see if in your life it works, you can make a simple self-test. You can see, are you becoming influenced by what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to you? Are you, in other words, changing your desires? Is the heart, you know, is full of desires? Are you becoming even more happy? Yes. Once Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, preaching seems to be so difficult. He says, it's very easy. Just show people how happy you are. Then they want to say, it works, this person is happy. I am not. I want to know his secret. No? It's a change from an unhappy person to a happy person. From a hippie to a happy, Prabhupada said. And if you want it very simple. You must really see that as you come in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you do it properly, my dear devotees, there should be every day a little bit more of a change in you. This is the miracle by which we can see. It's a change of heart. It's not enough to just follow blindly. Because, my dear devotees, if you follow blindly, your old habits will not change. Have you noted that, for instance, in our movement where we make a sincere endeavor to become purified, but sometimes it does not happen? I would say that there are many devotees who have not changed their heart. Therefore, they are often bitter and they criticize like ordinary people without taking responsibility for their own spiritual life. They, like ordinary people, look, or we have many scandals because the desires in the heart have not changed. I heard we have a divorce rate even higher than the outside divorce rate. And some say it could be because devotees were married at a young age without knowing each other, and they found out things which later became intolerable and they divorced. You know, ordinary things. We have a lot of ordinary stuff. Because the heart is not changed. Why is it not changed? Because there's something very strong in every heart. It's called habits. Habits means acting and also thinking in a certain way. Thought patterns, you would say in modern language. Habits are very strong. They are called in Sanskrit sanskaras. They are deep impressions in the subconscious mind which, you know, form you, which shape you. And unless you can change really your habits of thought and of, you know, activities, it's very difficult to understand Krishna consciousness. Keshava Maharaj said, habits are strong. If you take the age away, you still have a bit. Brothers, now you need to think in the English language. Habit, age, A, B, I, T, that's how he said. If you take the age away, age means ha in your language, you have a bit left. If you take the A away, there's still a bit over. You all know this from your own practice of Krishna consciousness. There are habits which are very difficult to change. Especially things which are there in the subtle body. You know, we all know, I have changed my frisura. That was when I joined Krishna consciousness. It was in London. I wanted to give pleasure to Prabhupada's eyes. It was my first meeting with Prabhupada, so I shaved completely. Wow. That was easy. I mean, I was a little sad afterwards because it became so cold up there. But it was relatively easy. 10 minutes. To change the dress was a little bit more difficult because how do I put this on, you know? Maybe the Matajis also know to dress in a sari you need, I don't know, half an hour of strict instructions how to do this. To change the eating habit was all right. I mean, there were a few vegetarian goodies which I heard from the devotees are not so good. But I could manage. But my dear devotees, to change the heart, that's difficult. I'm still working on it. Still working after all these years. Because it's in the heart where we have all these things, you know, this habitual thoughts, habitual ways, the way we are conditioned, it's all in there. And therefore, very often, you know, one of my god brothers once told me, Maharaj, every morning I wake up as an atheist. Then I chant again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. I come to the Bhagavatam class. And then it's better. Then in the evening, if my day went well, I'm okay. But in the morning, oh, I'm the old guy again. My dear devotees, take courage. if you stay on the path, you will eventually reach there, even though you may have human failures, and even though your old personality is difficult to change. Prabhupada said it's like washing coal. The more you wash, more dirt comes. Take courage and stay on the path. I remember once I was flying from Mumbai to Frankfurt, and next to me was a man who had a machine on his lap, and he said, "Oh, we are totally off course." Of course means away from the proper route. Then after half an hour he said, "Oh my God, we are so much wrong, you know." This was going on for 2 hours, and finally I said, "Will we ever reach Frankfurt? You always say we are off the course, off the route." And this man said, "Yes, of course we will reach Frankfurt, because we have air pilots. You know, this machine which I have here on my lap tells me when we are 10 degrees off. It tells me when we are 20 degrees off, and we constantly are off the course, because there are storms up there, winds, powerful currents of air movements, and the airplane goes left and right. But there's the pilot, and he has a machine much better than my machine, and he will put the course, us on the right course, and that's why we will reach." So this, you know, that we are sometimes overwhelmed by our old condition, by our tendency to quarrel. Prabhupada once said about his disciples, "All these Americans are good for is quarrel and sex. That's what they know." You know, he was frustrated. He was a strong teacher. At other times he said, "All my disciples are pure devotees." Because, yes, we had difficulties. Yes, every devotee has difficulty and fails. But he corrects the course. As long as he corrects the course, he will reach. Do you remember Krishna's statement about this? Api chet sudaracharo. Sometimes the devotee may do an act that is really wrong. He speaks even of an abominable act. But since he is rightly situated, it means he's on the right path. He's to be considered a saint. Because he is willing to correct and himself, and he's willing to go to the ideal path, no? But what I want to say is, my dear listeners, to become an advanced devotee, a lover of God, who is free from the contaminations of material existence, is not so easy. And it will not happen if you are in the Krishna consciousness movement like members of a religion who are satisfied to believe in something, but who are not looking at their own transformation of the heart, no? And who are not thinking of realizing their spiritual potential. I will now come to the end. I think you will like this part now very, very, very much. The human condition is a condition of failure. There is a very, very spiritually strong writer. His name is Blaise Pascal. I'm thinking all of us have heard about his statements, and he said a lesser known statement of his is, "The human being is stationed somewhere between an angel and a devil. Sometimes he leans to the angelic side, and like to some angel, no? And sometimes he leans to the devil's side. Hare Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur is quoted as saying that we are all somewhere between Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. Sometimes saintly, sometimes we go in another direction. At least mentally we have things. According to the sacred scriptures, this criticizing, this bitterness, this quarreling with devotees is even worse. It's called Vaishnava Aparad, you know, is even worse than the other things. Yes. But change is possible if you're willing to correct your ways whenever you go a little bit to the wrong side. This year, I was going to America. It was after, I do not know, after the lockdown. And I decided to make a total America tour. I started in Florida and I went up to New York. I gave a few programs in big yoga studios on the Super Soul Farm. I think Wisdom of the Sages. I danced in Ratha Yatra. My God, was this a big Ratha Yatra. My dear devotees, I've never seen so many devotees in the West on the asphalt as in New York. We had three huge chariots and we danced and chanted. We had good loudspeaker system. It was so enlivening that I thought, I never leave New York. It was so good, you know. Then we went everywhere. New Vrindavan, we had one rose garden japa course with GBC members. It was amazing. In America, they would say, awesome. I've learned some good new words. And we were in Hollywood. We met Hollywood stars and many devotees, of course. We visited the Los Angeles temple where Prabhupada established how we should have a morning program, exactly how this would go. He called it his center. And we went to Laguna Beach and then Austria and everywhere preaching. Sometimes I counted 5 presentations a day. Yes, and I gave one initiation to one person. This person was very qualified. She was born in the family of devotees, and her father is a great philosopher. And I said at the initiation ceremony, so you will give now your initiation vows, you will get beads. Would you like to know the statistical number of those who fail in their initiation vows? Everyone thought this German Swami is too much. We don't look at these numbers when we give initiations. But there were GBC and Swamis and they didn't stop me. So I went on in the course. My dear everyone, how is this process working for you? And I quoted a verse about this, that there must be a change of heart. The verse comes from Hari Bhakti Vilas. I will just say it in English. As ordinary bell metal, when treated with a certain alchemical process, can be transformed into pure gold, Similarly, an ordinary person can transform through the process of initiation into a twice-born person with a gold-like pure heart. This, of course, is an example from alchemy. In alchemy, you can make ordinary metal into pure gold. There are 9 steps which you need to do, and the last is the conjunctio. And if you can make these 9 steps, this bell metal would turn into gold. So, in the same way, initiation, this is the verse, can turn an ordinary person into a gold-like person. I said, yeah, but this seems to not work. Yes, I know everyone wants initiation. Give me a name, then I belong to the group. But we see, at least I see, I give holy name retreats everywhere. Many people, also older devotees, also GBC members, sannyasis, they come to me and said, Maharaj, Maharaj, very difficult, my 16 rounds, not so easy. Can you help? So is it really, you know, initiation is not just about getting a name. It's about changing, for instance, the things in which you have taste. So I said, well, in the initiation fire, why does the scripture say you take an initiation and you change your heart? Let us maybe study what is an initiation. Is it just about getting a name and belonging? And I said, well, I did profound research on this because I don't feel satisfied with my own spiritual progress. So I need to know, what do I do wrong? What do I do right? What do I have to maybe learn? Maybe I have not learned. Listen, my dear devotees, just like you need 9 steps in order to turn bell metal into gold, in initiation you need 5 steps. These are described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in one article. And as I would you like to know these steps, by the way?
Yes.
Why?
We want to change.
You are saying this, or you want it? You want. You have to also, because your life is not long. You have a brain tumor. Yes, isn't it? It is.
It, brain cancer.
Brain cancer. So how long? 1 year more? We don't know. So it's a need to change. The 5 things are, first, Urdhvapundra. Urdhvapundra is this, a tilak. It means, in translation, the path which leads upwards. An external or a sign where you can see. For instance, this sign means I'm initiated in the Gaudiya path, as revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada. There are other tilaks or Urdhvapundras. They mean you are a member of the Ramanuja Sampradaya or Madhva Sampradaya or Hitharivamsa lineage or Vallabhacharya. Everyone else. This means my school is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. No? So Urdhvapundra, the path which leads upwards, you need to study, okay, this is the school, what what you need to see what it teaches. You all know this. It is taught in the lectures by many devotees. The next thing you need to know is tapa. Tapa means restraint. It can mean austerities. In initiation, you promise 4 types of restraints. You know? No meat eating. No illicit sex. No intoxication. Not even coffee drinking. It changes coffee, things in the brain structure. And no gambling. I think you have heard many lectures about these 4 rules. These are called tapas, yeah. Very important. A positive path is told, and then what you have to avoid. The next item is nama. What is nama? Holy name? Something else also? Your initiated name. You become a das afterwards, no? A servant. This is your identity now. Then there is a mantra. This is in the second, we call it in our movement, the second initiation. And fifth is yagya, a process of worship. We met today on the Ljubljana airport, a devotee. His name started with Gopal, and he was going to Radhadesh. He's a pujari. He has been initiated in the puja. I think he wanted to learn something new, and so on. So these 5 things, the path which leads upwards, some restraint, austerities, which are given by the guru, the name, the holy name, the mantra or mantras, and yagya, a process of worship. These 5 elements come together, and then it works. But can I make a confession? I was interested in alchemy before I came to Krishna consciousness, and I had a friend, Lawrence. Lawrence had a big, his father had a big villa, and we actually took all our money to buy all the things which you need in an alchemical laboratory. I had a book like this, which I had from the antiquarian books, you know, there was all the description, and we wanted to become rich because we wanted to go to America, and we it cost money, so we took some metal, and we did everything, wow, according to the rules, as good as we can. Then Lawrence said, it's ready, the conjunctio is ready. Conjunction means that the new binding of the elements is ready. So we locked the door, and we simply didn't want that anyone knows the secret how to make gold. And we Lawrence did the thing, you know, it is, you know, we had some things with some vapor, you know, this is vapor in yeah, it collects, and we were putting it all together. And Lawrence said, now should we pray that it works? I said, well, if it helps, let us pray, you know. And so we did a little prayer. We were from the Christian background. We were very curious boys, but we had some piety also, something. And we put it together, and it made, at first nothing happened, then the thing started to boil, and then I still remember, bang! The whole thing exploded. Our whole laboratory was destroyed. We were blown into the corner where we were lying. Fortunately, you know, our hair was burned, but we didn't have eye injury. I think Krishna protected us because we said this prayer. It did not work. Our boyish experiment failed totally. Let me ask you, how is your process going? How is your alchemy of the heart, the alchemical process working? Are you already experiencing how an ordinary person can transform through the process of into a twice-born person with a gold-like pure heart? This is something you should not... this is something for you to take home, this question. Yes. I think I will end here. The symbol which Srila Prabhupada uses for transformation is the butterfly. And it, are you still attentive, or is the brain function going down? Still attentive? Yes. The main process of Krishna consciousness, as the name says, it's something about Krishna and something about what? Your consciousness. These are the two things. So to be Krishna conscious means that you fill your consciousness with Krishna. Now you think about it, you are absorbed in Krishna. Prabhupada wrote in Bhagavad Gita 8.7 in the purport, the devotee can constantly think of the object of worship, the Supreme Lord. Either Narayan, Krishna, Rama, by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. May I ask you a question? Were you conscious of Krishna when you were chanting this? Or were just your lips moving? It's a question for you to answer on your... So Krishna conscious chanting entire tales has to do with Krishna and the consciousness, no? This practice will purify him, and at the end of his life, due to his constant chanting, he will be transferred to the kingdom of God. Now, Prabhupada speaks about the obstacle, and this is the part of the purport I have to identify very much. The mind is fickle, and therefore it is necessary to engage the mind by force to think of Krishna. One example often given is that of the caterpillar. Caterpillar in your language means Grosnitzer, yes, something. Grosnitzer or what? Grosinitze. But the Serbian word is different. I knew how to say it, but I've... one example often given is that of the caterpillar that thinks of becoming a butterfly and so is transformed into a butterfly in the same life. Similarly, if we constantly think of Krishna, it is certain that at the end of our lives we shall have the same bodily constitution as Krishna. It means you have a spiritual body. We will look at this statement a little bit tomorrow. Tomorrow we will go into a part of the lecture series which is extremely encouraging. We will learn an amazing ingredient in the process of transformation that we have not looked at here. You know, it's a lecture series, so not everything can come in one lecture, but which is even more powerful than these five things which you have heard about. For now, I wish you to turn to your neighbor, just very briefly. Yes, and you should discuss what you understood from this lecture. No? Sometimes it helps to hear what another heard, and then we will, because I will give you afterwards an exercise in thinking. Those of you who do not like these partner exercises can just, you know, maybe think about it on their own. Have you found neighbors so far? It would be nice, though, if you try. It's something new, I know, at the end of the lecture. This is like a seminar, no? Okay, start now and give everyone a chance. No, don't just one person talk. Oh, sorry, I'm so loud. I thank you very, very much for kindly engaging in this. Can I hear some shows of hand? What did you understand in the lecture? I know sometimes devotees are afraid of me. Oh, this German Swami is too much. We don't know if we will invite him again. Hare Krishna. Yes, I would like to. Krishna Laya, yes. It's more like. Secunda, un momento.
You were speaking about that it is so difficult to give up our habits. And my question is, did I understand properly that if we just follow these five steps, what we get during initiation, this Udvakundra and Tapa and so on, then this is enough to give up the bad habits or change our habits, or we have to make some conscious endeavor?
Wonderful. I will answer your question because I think it's really at the core. Krishna Laya, please, if this water is hot, I don't know if it is, you would be able to see some, how it changes from one thing into another. It's not so hot. But we all know, you know this, when you boil your kali tea in your town in Hungary, if you apply a certain force on the water, it changes. In the same way, does your consciousness change? Your transformation happens by strong transforming agents, things which work on your consciousness. Then it changes. And yes, in this way transformation is possible. Have you ever noted after singing kirtan for a longer time how your mind becomes silent and you are not inclined to lead a normal conversation? sometimes devotees, after a long kirtan, when it's finished, they go, and they don't know what to say, because the noise in the mind is peaceful, has become peaceful. Something changes. The water has become vapor. What is the vapor in the sweet language, local language here? Lapi.
Lapi.
Lapi. Yes, lapi. Yes? Yes? Lapi. Lati. Yes, so one thing turns into another, but you need to have strong changing agents, like gold. Like metal can turn into gold, but you need to have strong forces working there. So I don't think automatic practice will bring quick results. By automatic or mechanic practices, the danger is that you don't go deep enough and change the old sanskaras which lie there. And you remain the same, and only that you are dressed now differently, have a different name, a different frisura, and so on. No, like this is only an external change, but not an internal change. So if you want an internal change, you need to work with your consciousness also, not mechanistic practice. I think we all know this. Look at your japa. Oh, I wonder if he has responded to my WhatsApp messages. Scroll. Hare Krishna. You know at the end of the japa, not so much has changed. But you know when you chant conscious rounds, Hare Krishna. Yes, I know you know the mantra. But with consciousness, no? That's the difference. Not mechanistic. Then something does change. You feel different. You all know Madhava? Kirtan Madhava? He's known to sometimes lead kirtans for 2 hours. Sometimes he may lead for 6 hours. And I've asked him, Madhava, are you always concentrated? 2 hours is difficult, no? He said, well, my mind wanders, but I feel I'm lucky when I notice that my mind wanders. Because now, where I have noticed that my mind wanders, I can bring it back. The problem is, most of the time, we don't notice. We just... In American English, you would say, you're spaced out, Prabhu. But if you notice, the mind goes, you can space in. You can bring it back. Not so when you notice that you are inattentive, good, congratulations, can we bring a crown to you? This is the beginning of change now. Most of the time, we are not there, really. Krishna. So I thank you very much. Are there questions, Vijayanayaka? I'm seeing you. Or would you like to say something? Any one of you, not just you. I just saw you. Yes,
actually, the question was raised here.
Yeah? A question was there. Yes. I think, yes, you. You, yes. What is your good name? Kavi Kanapura.
Yeah, no, it's working. My name is Kavi Kanapura Das. I'm disciple of Sridhar Swami. From Prabhupada, not from Gaudiya Math. So my meditation was while you were speaking about Krishna consciousness, that this means that we have to put Krishna into our consciousness. But this sounds easier than one can do it. You know, it sounds very easy. Oh, you just put Krishna in your consciousness. That's it. I can do it any time. It's not like this. I'm trying for 25 years, but it's not working.
It is because the consciousness is full with so many other things. When you have a glass and it is full with so much scent, then only little water can come in. Now our mind is occupied with so many other things from previous lives even, or from previous to Krishna consciousness. And throughout our days we are sometimes seeing many things or thinking about many things, and they come in the consciousness. And when we make a real different a real effort to not be with the other things in the mind, but switch to only the chanting of the holy name, that is listening to our own chanting, then what you will see after some time is that the sound of the holy name will bring the other things out of the mind. You're no longer interested in the other things. They will go away. It's almost like light which becomes bigger and expels or takes the darkness out. But again, you must concentrate, that is, you must fix your mind on the chanting of the holy name. The way is listen to yourself, chant sincerely. No? Listen to this sound, chant sincerely. And whenever the mind goes to these other things, then you bring it back to the sound. It's a discipline. It's really a discipline. Then it will work. You will see. Kavi Kanapur. This is a good question. Very good question. The way you can start chanting, making a chanting revolution, is to listen to at least to the first Hari of the Maha Mantra. I would like to make an experiment with all of you, because this question is so good. It is a truthful question. I would like all of us now to sit properly. Sit. Try to bring your little big bag. And I will now guide you into a chanting exercise where you will combine your mind with the sound of the holy name. Okay? No, that's not part of it. It's just for me to find the right tonality. Hare Krishna, join me. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Please continue. Hare Rama. Now bring your attention to the first Hare. Now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
Very good. But now bring your consciousness, your attention to the very first Hare. Yes. Very good. Bring all your mental strengths to the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And again, the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. Now we will continue singing, and our attention will be with each single name. It will not wander. We will just be with Hare Krishna. And when we see our attention starts to wander, which it will most properly, then we bring it back to the first Hare of each single mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your enthusiasm, but I will sing alone and then you please chant in chorus. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, oh. Now what we will do is we listen to every single name in the mantra. Start now, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama,
Hare Hare.
One more time, everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Sing alone now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada Jaya Prabhu. Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Gaura Prema Nandi Hari 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 Bo. So Hare Krishna, I have come to the end. This will be also the end of this class. I do know that there may be many points you think about at this moment. This is wonderful. I do hope in the upcoming lectures we will have an opportunity to address more of your concerns. Tomorrow, I call this lecture tomorrow by Kripa. It is a lecture or a seminar point meant to instill hope. God, I thank you very much. I wish you a restful night. Please pace yourself. And I realize not all of you can come tomorrow morning because you have other plans and other, some of you need to work or take care of other urgent things. No problem, we will record this, and if you are interested, you can later see it on YouTube or everywhere, or hear the tapes, or just drop one lecture and come to the evening class as you wish. I thank you very much, all the best for you, and Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada.